Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Far too many of you worry way too much about other people and not enough about your fucking selves. You know how you get good at business? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get good at your job? You worry about your own fucking shit. You know how you get in good shape? You don't worry about how many reps the other motherfucker in the gym is doing. You worry about how many reps you're fucking doing. If you're going to run a business, do you think I sit in the fucking back room and talk to my key guys about what everybody else is doing? No, I don't fucking care. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I care what we're doing. I care if we're making the calls. I care if we're providing value. I care if we're making the best products. I don't give a fuck if anybody else is doing that. I care if we're doing that. That's how you become a leader. That's how you become the industry leader, because you're not following anybody else's lead. You're innovating a unique path of your own. When you spend your energy focusing on what other people are doing instead of executing on your own opportunities, you are setting yourself up to fail time and time again. And this goes against what society is, right? Society is all about gossip. It's all about talk. It's all about who's doing what. And it's never about worrying about what you're doing. Go to a fucking bar. What's everybody talk about? What their company's doing, what their boss is doing, what their coworkers are doing, what their aunt's doing, what their mom's doing, what their dad's doing. Nobody fucking cares, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's why you don't see successful people hanging out with people like that. Because they worry about their own shit, they worry about their own actions, they worry about what they execute on, and they worry about how they can get better at it.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top. I got God on my side.
And you got to get to the point where there's no other human that wants your success for you more than you want it for you. Stop trying. Whatever your hand finds to do, execute, execute, execute.
Get up. Act like you're playing basketball. Act like you're playing football. Compete. That's what bothers me. Many of y'all are not competing. I need effort. Compete. Act like you playing football. Go in that doggone classroom. Compete. Many of you have lost your competitive edge. Get your competitive edge back. I'm not against no other motivational speaker. I'm just competitive.
When you dedicate your life, you don't care anything about the odds. When the dream is big enough, the odds don't matter.
When you're working, you have a wall to break through. A friend of mine who runs a marathon, he says, when he's running the 26-mile marathon, he said, let's say that hypothetically, that 18th mile is the wall. He said, Les, when you get there and you're running, he says, everything in you is telling you to stop, to give up. Every muscle is aching. And you're saying to yourself, I can't do it. I can't do it. And you just keep on, and you keep on, and you keep on. It seems like you're moving at slow motion. And then eventually when you break through that 18-mile wall, then you know it's like done, and you're on automatic, and you glide on in. And you know it's there. You know you're going to get to the finish line. And we've all had experiences where we were working on something, and we knew it was possible. And we did those things that were necessary to bring it into reality. We took the responsibility to make it happen. Other people couldn't see it. A lot of people didn't believe it. You were attacked. You were criticized. People were opposing you. But you kept on doing it. It was hard. It was rough. It was difficult. But to you, it was worth it. And eventually, you got to a level you know, can nothing stop me now. I'm on the move. I'm on the move.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. Because if you really want motherfuckers to believe in you, go out and build something great.
I just beat me. This ain't about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. I just beat me. If I can keep beating myself, then that means that I'm in a battle with the only person that I really want to fucking beat, and that's me. If I can continue to outdo me from the day before, then I'm ahead.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I'm obsessed with improvement. Every day I'm getting better. There are those of you with phones. And every new phone that comes out, you get it. Every upgrade, you get it. Every piece of software, you get it. You are upgrading your technology and you've not upgraded yourself. Your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. You are a consumer and not a producer. If you're gonna go to the next level, your values are gonna have to change. We do not retreat. We do not give up. We do not surrender. And the reason why most of you are not successful is because every single time stuff not going your way, you give up, you quit, you let go, and people feel weakness. They feel it. You can feel when somebody's not committed, when they're not all in, when they're not dedicated. And there's another level you get to when you go all in. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream.
Every single day you wake up, you got to give it all you got. You got it 120%. Don't fool yourself into thinking that this year is going to be better than last year if you still making excuses. There are no excuses. You got to work for it. You got to put forth 120%. You can have it. You can be it. You can do it. But you got to accept the challenge.
What are you doing to make your next effort your best effort? Are you reaching deep down inside to fight through everything that you're going through right now? Or are you settling to be where you are at this current moment? Now is not the time to complain. Now is the time to maintain that dream. You need to work an hour longer. You need to run just a little faster. You need to put 5 more pounds on the rack. That's the effort you need to be great. That's the sacrifice that you have to put in order for you to get to the next level that you need to be at. In order for you to be remembered.
There are two ways to be successful. And I don't subscribe to the first one. That's just natural talent. And I just don't believe people who are naturally talented are better than me. I believe effort, and you've heard me say it. Your mama might come from privilege. Your daddy might come from privilege. Your daddy might own a company. You might have a father that can give you everything your little heart desires, but you will not outwork me. Why? Because I realize that the bigger the dream, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up, the longer you're gonna have to stay up.
I'm talking about concrete commitment. I'm talking about the commitment that says, I am going to stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left. Because I think we all know in this room, character is not something that we inherit. Character is something we got to wake up every single day. We got to fight and we got to build it.
You got to begin with the end in mind. So whatever your dream or your goal is, you got to wake up every day to it. You got to go to bed with it. You got to read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do got to pour into that dream. I understand it is in the process that you get better. It's in the process that don't nobody know your name and 5 years later, you're one of the best in the world. Why? The process. I don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm broke. Then why do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because I ain't finished yet. I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed.
My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA.
I make the decisions every single day to be successful or to be a failure. We're not dealing with chance no more, baby. It's all choice.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there. You should be grinding and you looking at the score. The score is what it is. The score ain't about to change because you looked at it. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. And that other stuff will take care of itself. And let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm number one or not, and I won't know. I won't go look at that list. Why? Because I'm too busy grinding. And some of you should be busy practicing, and you staring at yourself in the mirror. And many of you cannot get to your level of success. You cannot get to dominance because you are worried about everything that's coming in your ear, guys. You gotta learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. Listen to me, nothing succeeds like success. You wanna kill your haters? You wanna shut them down? You wanna kill the noise? Nothing succeeds like success. And I'm telling you, if you can learn to kill the noise and dominate your space, your lane, stay in your lane and dominate your lane. I'm telling you, not only will you compete, not only will you dominate, but you, my friend, will leave a dynasty. I challenge you to find your space, stay in your space, and create something in your space that has never been created before. Control your lane. I dare you to believe in your uniqueness. I dare you to believe in you. I dare you to stand up for yourself. I dare you to dominate your space, your world, and to leave a legacy.
There is a difference between passion and obsession. When you're passionate, everybody cheers you on. They're stoked for you. Oh, you found your passion? Awesome. Follow your passion. Live with passion. Be passionate. Chase your passions. Everything, like passion, 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 passion. Passion's good. Like, the world's gonna be like, yay, passion. When you're obsessed, they're like, why you gotta be so crazy? Why can't you be satisfied? Why do you always gotta get things so perfect? Why do you spend so much time here? When you're obsessed, people think you're nuts. If no one thinks you're crazy, you're not yet operating to the outer limits of your potential. You're not there yet, because somebody in your life should say, man, you really care about this in like a crazy way.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly. You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie.
I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.
At some point, you got to be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to f***ing play angry. And I play angry. It's always you versus you. You got to be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
I need you to look yourself in the face, and I need you to repeat after me, this is my life. These are my dreams. I can have whatever I want to have. I can be whatever I want to be. I can go wherever I want to go. I can do whatever I'm bold enough, whatever I'm strong enough to dream. And what I need to do it is already inside of me. My goals will not be defeated. My dreams will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will defend what's rightfully mine. These are my dreams. This is my life. And from this day forward, I will live it.
Take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life and lead. Lead yourself and your team and the people in your life. Lead them all to victory.
There are two groups of people. You got a boy or girl or a man or a woman. What boys do is they point the finger at other people. When there's a challenge and you start pointing the finger, you'll never get to the next level. When there's conflict, I want you to look at it real plain. And I want you to say, do I throw people under the bus or do I take responsibility? But understand every time you point the finger that what you're saying to your dreams and goals is, I'm about to put you on hold. The minute you start pointing the finger, you lose power immediately. As soon as you start saying it's somebody else's fault, what you do is say, I'm a child and I need somebody grown to handle this. When you say he did it and she did it, you're saying, I'm 10 years old, I need mama to come in, I need daddy to come in and fix this. It's too much for me. You gotta take ownership. I take full responsibility and I'll do whatever it takes. I take ownership. I'll get up, I'll stay late. And that's why you point the finger. That's why you say he did it and she did it, because you don't like how the pain feels. That's why you give the power away, because it hurt too bad to say, I did it, I take ownership. It was my fault. You ain't ready for the pain. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. You owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. No, I didn't grow up on that side of the town. No, my mama don't have no network. No, I don't know a whole lot of people. No, I'm not at a country club, but I'm still gonna be successful. I'm still gonna get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. And you need to get rid of them excuses. And you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do? The decisions you make right now is up to you. Take full ownership. Hold you accountable. And don't let you off the hook. I'm talking about you. The only person that you can actually control. You. That's who has to take ownership. That's who has to step up, own everything, and lead.
You have to begin to fortify yourself. You have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right, look at what I've done. I had to say, no, 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 Les. Hey, hey, come on, man, get yourself together. You can handle this, you just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right, this is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this, other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's gonna take care of your business better than you. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. Selling yourself on you and on your potentials.
Stay focused, don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
There's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just saw that quick.
How many of you can honestly look yourself in the mirror and say, I am doing my best? Because if you can, you're fucking lying to yourself. Your best is a moving, evolving, changing scale. You can always do better. You could always do more. You could always improve. You could always find a way to get a better result and to sharpen your skills. You guys are always looking for that extra thing. I'm going to read this book. I'm going to buy this program. I'm going to join this mastermind group. I'm going to go to this seminar. None of those things will replace the fucking work. There is no shortcut. There is no way to make it faster. There is no way to make it easier. You've got to do the fucking work. You can't go through life looking to do the minimum and get the maximum. If you want the maximum, you got to fucking do the maximum.
There's somebody out there who wants your spot. You're not the only one trying to go to Harvard. You're not the only one trying to go to the NBA. You're not the only one trying to go to the NFL. And so you gotta embody excellence. You gotta go a little further than the man who's trying to get what you're trying to get. I dare you to try to get to success without excellence. I dare you to try to shortcut success. I dare you to try to shortchange success. It's not going to happen. There are no shortcuts to success. You can't go around it. You can't go under it. You can't go over it. The only way you can get to it is through it.
Dreams don't happen on couches, and they don't happen in bed. If you're gonna realize that dream, you gotta go out into the world. You gotta meet a new you. You gotta go through obstacles and barriers to where it's like, it doesn't even bother me anymore. We have more information available to us today than at any time in the history of the world. You got too much information and not enough action. You gotta go get it. Most people starve between the idea and the execution. You take so long to get to execution. If you know you can do more, if you know you can help, if you know you can make a difference, then you have to do more. I want to get the deal done.
One of the things that you're going to have to become great at is letting all of the noise drift away into nothing and getting into laser focus on the thing you're working on.
You really got to stay in the woodshed and constantly be on it, perfecting your craft. It's a lifelong journey.
If you can do that, it will serve you so well in every single area of your life.
Where focus goes, energy flows, baby.
What you pay attention to is what you will get. And the more attention you give something, the more you feed it, the stronger and more powerful that thing grows. You need to face, master, and channel your obsessions into an engine of massive, energized momentum for the success you desire.
You can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to do. See what you want to see. It's all in your power and no one else's. Go out and get it. If you get knocked down, get back up again. You can never fail if you never give in.
If you stick with it, stay with it, become obsessed with it, feed it every day, I guarantee you, possibilities will take place.
Pay the price today so you can pay any price in the future. Pay the price now. Pay the price. Learn to do that, and you can make any dream a reality.
Many of you are not where you're supposed to be, not because you're not gifted. You have absolutely no discipline.
There are two kinds of people. There's the type of person who says, I'm going to wait till I feel like it before I do it. And then there's a person who says, I've got to do it so that I feel like it. One will never get anything done because they're still waiting to feel the moment to move. And the other person says, no, I need to move, and then I will begin to feel the moment.
We sometimes think that an epic life occurs one sunny Friday afternoon when the stars line up and something revolutionary occurs. A great life is built not by revolution. A great life is built by evolution. Small and steady wins the race. What you do every day is far more important than what you do once every decade. What you do every day is simply your life in miniature. And as you live every single day, so you're crafting your life. What you do over the next hours is really building your future. And if you can just get, and I can just get every single pocket of 24 hours right as best as we humanly can, the rest of our life is going to take care of itself. Play the long game. Aim for legendary. Say, I want to have the guts and the grit and the acumen and the mindset and the capability and the commitment to create enduring success. Be the person who is up reading, listening to the podcast, writing in your journal, setting your goals, focusing on your intentions. As you become more successful, become more humble. As you become more successful, work even harder. As you become more successful, care even more about your product. As you become more successful, learn even more.
It won't be easy. It will demand everything you've got to give, but you can do it. If you want to take the easy road, I promise you it's longer and more painful than the hard road. Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better. If you follow these principles, then nothing in the world will stop you.